The FBI is warning about a rise in scams related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Law enforcement and consumer protection groups alike say fraudsters are leveraging the fear and uncertainty brought on by the public health crisis to steal people's money. MassPerc has published an online guide with tips to help people protect their health and finances. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Deirdre Cummings, MassPerc's Consumer Program Director.
We're at a situation in time where the identity thieves and the criminals out there are trying to figure out how to take advantage of this pandemic. In fact, the FTC just released a report that there's been, since the beginning of the virus and the pandemic hit the U.S., more than 15,000 consumer complaints from fraudsters, and consumers have already lost $12 million.
What are some of the COVID-19 scams that people should be wary of?
What we've done is actually taken a look at a handful of problems that consumers may face, and we've created very easy to understand, short, simple consumer tools. And you can go to our website, massperg.org, masspergeducationfund.org, and you can click on COVID-19 and find out those tips. But a couple of things to think about. We have information in there on, well, who's going to get a stimulus check and for how much. So you can figure out, are you eligible and how is it going to get to you? But you also need to be aware that these identity thieves and criminals are going to try to get use that to what they call phish, to try to figure out how to get more information from you. So there's a couple of things to look out for, particularly around the stimulus checks. One is when you see websites that are advertising early payments, right? So these are phishing scams. They want you to get in there, put your personal information in there. They're going to have your bank account information. Sometimes they'll use that information to submit tax returns under your name. And then if you get a refund, then they will actually end up getting a refund. So you want to be careful about emails, social media, websites that are asking or suggesting that they're going to get you an early payment. You want to be aware of calls from the IRS. So don't trust any phone calls from the IRS to claim that they're going to need your Social Security number or your bank information in order to arrange direct deposits. The other thing to be very wary of are cash advance loans. And these are really predatory lenders that are asking you, hey, we know you're going to get your stimulus check and a direct deposit, but I'll tell you what, we'll loan you the money up front, and then it'll turn out that they're going to charge just incredible interest rates.
Are there scammers posing as charities that people need to be wary of?
We all care very much about our neighbor and our friend, and we want to contribute and contribute to an organization that is actually doing the right thing. But scammers have tried to figure out how to, you know, get a piece of that action for themselves. We all have to be on guard here, unfortunately. And with the, everybody at home and everybody online, there's more and more of this information coming in. You do not want to click on a website that is not an official government website. In fact, we've listed out also the safe websites and the websites to avoid. These scammers will actually try to figure out how to make the website address look very similar to the real website. So consumers need to be aware of that as well.
And so where can people go to get the straight dope here to make sure that they're not being scammed?
Right. So we've put together a handful of different simple to read, easy to use consumer tips on the MassPerc website. So when you go to MassPerc, you can click on the top tab at the top, and it'll say under issues, COVID-19. And under that COVID-19 tab, you'll find all sorts of tips related to, you know, how do you spot a scam? We have tips on how do you negotiate, or what are the programs that the various credit card companies have to help consumers figure out how to pay all their bills. Same thing with utility companies. Now, a lot of utility companies have, will not cut off service during the pandemic, but they also offer a lot of programs to help delay payments or set up a payment plan or to scale back on the interest charged on late fees or even canceling late fees. So these are all tips that we may need to use in order to figure out how to protect our financial security and to avoid paying extra fees and extra charges. So these are tough times that we're in, and we just need to be savvy about who we're talking to, the information that we're giving out, and then how are we doing our budgeting.